on our YouTube and on our Facebook. Good morning, Bradley Bailey. How are you doing, sir?
I'm well, yourself, sir.
Very, very well. So good to connect to you. So, Kind Heart Benches, tell us about how this came to be, the story behind it, please, Bradley.
Okay, so thank you, yeah, and appreciate the opportunity. So, Kind Heart Benches are basically the Kind Heart Bench project started as a social innovation project way back. The idea started in 2014. God laid on my heart that three marked X, and these trees are marked to be felled to tree stumps and in kind of just forgotten and whatever else. And so the methodology there was that the tree stump still has life, you know, the roots down. And 2014 was our Cape Town was a design capital. The color, the theme color there was yellow. Yeah, so I was part of a group called Too Good to Waste, and I partnered with Hands of Honor. I don't know if you can remember, it was the Paul Fowler. He's gone to be with the Lord. But yeah, we partnered to create a tree on this tree stump. And essentially what that methodology was, that the armrest and the backing would be that support structure. The organization was, you know, started with people in soup kitchen lines, you know, and around the idea was that those forgotten, not seen or heard is now able to be, come along. And hence, past, you know, during COVID, it just took another form in terms of the bench. And then the partners that we surrounded ourselves with, SADAC, the African Depression Anxiety Group, and then Hope House Counseling, and some other partners, MasterDex, Stick and Timbers, and that, you know, and some private sector companies, and that's how we got the bench to more spaces and venues.
Brilliant. So it really is about a space, a safe space, so to speak, where somebody can come and sit and just experience kindness, right?
That's correct. So the idea was to, you know, how do you speak about the fruits of the spirit, and always believe that, you know, that has a ripple effect. Once you do that, it's not a one-time thing. It's not a one-time thing. You know, there's a ripple effect, you know, so kindness, all of those things. And when I was looking at scaling it, how do you scale that? And so that's the hence the Kind Heart name to it, is to say that, you know, once we're in that space, wherever the safe space is to then actually show kindness. And you know, we often say that, you know, you need to be the change. And so that's how the project started. What can we do for our fellow man? What can we do to somebody, you know, that perhaps just need a listening ear, just somebody that needs to, you know, be greeted, to say hello, to acknowledge that person, to actually see them and hear them.
Yeah. If you've just joined the conversation, we're chatting to Bradley Bailey. And I love the fact that you, part of the reason that this started was out of the place of one of a family members being bullied. And just tell us a little bit about that story, if you don't mind, Bradley, just a little bit more.
Yeah, look, it's something we, when it happened, it was something that, you know, we were not really equipped to deal with in terms of depression, anxiety, and that's how we ended up at the doors of our bus counseling, and that's where the relationship started with Judy Strickland. And through that course, we could see now there was definitely, you know, something we needed to do, and I looked at ways, you know, in terms of, as an artist and designer, what could I do, you know, to kind of just, you know, make a difference, especially in educational institutions. And that's how it started. And I think, you know, so the idea is that it's not something where, you know, to stand alone. It's something where we partner, we come alongside existing structures, the psychologist, whoever the stakeholders are there, so from SMTs, RCLs, you know, social workers, that's the partnership we seek to get. And once we have that, we're able to more, you know, assist more in terms of and equipping those students. So we do trauma-informed and peer counseling for those, peer training for those students. And that gets them equipped to then listen. So often than not, the students don't want to, or, you know, won't go speak to a teacher or somebody. They'd rather engage with their peers. And that's the engagement that we see.
Wow, that is absolutely incredible, Bradley. I like that one of the statements that you make. You've mentioned that we always say, you know, we want to see the change in people. But you highlighted saying that, you know, the fact that you're seeing somebody, seeing that for who they are a human being. And that is absolutely beautiful. But where can people see the benches, or actually, where are the benches located, though?
Okay, so it's going to be 8 benches. So mostly, you know, educational institutions. So if you go Google it, you'll see it. Every location is geotagged and mapped. There's a little story there. How it kind of got seen really was we were at Groteskeer High. That was the initial bench. And then EMCA, the news got hold of it once that Limpopo girl was sadly committed suicide after a video of us went viral. And that is where, you know, this kind of spotlight fell on it. It's now a documentary, so if you go on Beautiful News, you'll see it there as well. God has been so awesome that, you know, in initial inception of 2014, we, with Hands of Honor, unbeknown to me, I got a call to say, you know, we're at Kanamea Primary. Then it ended up in a magazine, you know, post-COVID. It was just all over the place. And I think that's what the ripple effect I'm speaking about, where God just seemed to, you know, it was just, like I said, there was an urgency for me to do this, and he just kind of breathed on it. And so now into 8 schools, so 7 schools, so from primary to high school, 2 public space activations, and now on one of Metro Rail stations in the district.
Yeah, sure. Bradley, that's where we've got to wrap it up. Thank you so much for chatting to us, and what an incredible story. Loving it to bits, and just loving the fact that it stands out so much. So when you see that bright yellow bench, come on, it's an opportunity for you to be kind, to show kindness. Bradley, Bailey, thank you for what you guys are doing.
No, thank you.
Have a good day. Okay, God bless you. Bye-bye.